economic turnaround remains fragile and flights to northern Ethiopia cancelled as fears mount of renewed conflict.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha says government intends to have former President Edgar Lungu buried before August 12th, 2026. Speaking to journalists, Mr. Kabesha said the Lungu family sought to appeal the matter in South Africa, but the Constitutional Court directed them to first seek leave from the High Court, which was denied. He said the Supreme Court of Appeal later granted permission to appeal on December 20th, 2025, with the final hearing scheduled for February 11th, 2026. Former President Edgar Lungu died on June 5th, 2025, and has not yet been buried due to prolonged court proceedings in South Africa.
They have been given February as the last day. It could be on or before 11th February. They can file the notice of appeal and they put the grounds of appeal there. And that's where we are. We have not yet been served. If they are filed, we haven't been notified. But there's still time. They still have time up to 11th February 2020. Therefore, the government is that we must honorably bury our 65th president. That we are having elections this year, it's important that we do bury honorably. In Zambia, that's a desire for the government, that he must be buried here in Zambia.
The new Congress Party, NCP, has officially invited Patriotic Front presidential aspiring candidate Makhebe Zulu to contest as its presidential candidate in the August 13th general elections. Addressing the media, NCP President Peter Chanda said the party does not believe in confusion and has urged Mr. Zulu to engage his colleagues in the Patriotic Front with a view to joining forces. Mr. Chanda has revealed that he has already held discussions with Mr. Zulu, expressing optimism that the party's values of peace, unity, stability and productivity align with his aspirations.
To my brother, President Makhebe Zulu, Honorable Makhebe Zulu is an aspiring candidate in the Patriotic Front. I would want to state this. From New Congress Party, we don't believe in planting the seed of discord. Just like I said it to you yesterday, I believe you have already had that discussion with Honorable Given Lubinda. Honorable Given Lubinda deserves to be respected, and I pray that as you accept this invitation for you to stand as presidential candidate in the New Congress Party, sit down with the Patriotic Front leadership, because we understand the predicament in which the Patriotic Front is in.
Meanwhile, Patriotic Front faction chairperson Jean Kapata has called on PF members to remain calm and not be misled, saying the party is finalizing preparations ahead of its general conference scheduled for the end of February 2026. Speaking at a media briefing, Ms. Kapata has urged party members not to be swayed by individuals who have left the party. She said the party will, at the appropriate time, announce the political party that will be used as a special purpose vehicle ahead of the August general elections.
Meantime, we urge all the PF members in all the wards, constituencies, districts, provinces, structures to remain calm as we finalize the preparation for the general conference by the end of February 2026, where the party shall elect the president who shall be our flag bearer for August general election. We further caution our members not to fall prey to hired people creating structures.
The Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, says Zambia's macroeconomic turnaround between 2021 and 2025 remained fragile unless key structural risks are urgently addressed. CTPD Executive Director Isaac Maipopo said while recent reforms have helped stabilize the economy, failure to decisively tackle outstanding challenges could undermine recovery momentum, trigger policy reversals, and weaken prospects for inclusive and sustainable growth. Speaking during the 2021 to 2025 economic performance and the 2026 budget economic outlook town hall meeting, Mr. Maipopo has warned that delays in concluding external debt restructuring with some bilateral and commercial creditors continue to prolong uncertainty. He said the situation negatively affects Zambia's debt service outlook, financing conditions and investor confidence, thereby constraining economic planning and growth.
The common government has remained disappointed. We have been close to 4 years plus negotiating for the structuring of our debt, and within the same period we have a drought and the energy pressure, some of the gains we have started supporting. But it remains our expectation that as we head into 2026, it should remain as a priority and it can be concluded before the 2026 general election, even for our country.
Meanwhile, Indaba Agricultural Policy Research Institute Executive Director Brian Mulenga has emphasized the need for a reliable energy supply, particularly for the agriculture sector, noting that consistent power availability is essential to support agricultural productivity, irrigation systems, and overall food security.
So we need to strengthen our energy system. I know the Zambian Meteorological Department has been equipped with equipment, and now they have the necessary human capacity. But we need to do much more to equip them with modern technology. Then we need reliable energy supply. This is going to be very important when we talk about irrigation funding as well as agricultural purposes.
The Zambia Police Service has confirmed that officers deployed to the Kikonge Gold Mine operational area in Mufubwe District have successfully withdrawn following the completion of their duties, which began in May 2025, in line with the approved operational plan. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said the withdrawal was temporarily affected by mobility challenges after flooding of the Musolwenji River and surrounding swampy terrain rendered access roads impassable to motor vehicles. He has explained that the officers were briefly unable to connect to the main road network as a result. Mr. Chilavi said the Zambia Air Force was engaged to provide aerial support, enabling the officers to be safely transported across the flooded area and reconnect with the M8 road network. He has clarified that despite the temporary terrain challenges, all deployed officers had adequate rations and operational supplies throughout the exercise.
Contrary to secretary media reports, the Zambia Police Service wishes to clarify that despite the temporary road and terrain challenges, all deployed officers had sufficient rations and operational necessities. The Zambia Police Service also assures the public that it continues to execute its constitutional mandate of maintaining law and order, preventing and detecting crime, and conducting security operations in Mufungwe and other districts. The Zambia Police Service acknowledges the Zambia Air Force for the timely provision of the operational air support and effective inter-agency cooperation.
Energy Minister Makozo Chikote has assured the nation that the country will not return to the era of prolonged load shedding, stating that ongoing investments in alternative energy sources are now sufficiently addressing the electricity supply challenges previously experienced. Mr. Chikote said the diversification of the energy mix, particularly through solar power, is strengthening national energy security and enhancing resilience against climate-related shocks that have constrained hydropower generation in recent years. He was speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony of the 20 megawatt NRDC solar power project.